Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Let's get right into it, shall we? I want to talk about the power of crowdfunding. I'll talk about what exactly crowdfunding is and give you an example of a company that put a project out on Indiegogo, which is one of the many crowdfunding sources you can use online, and their goal was $70,000 to raise for their project, a product, and they ended up raising $5.3 million. This is what happens when crowdfunding projects catch fire, man, and they go viral, and I'm not sure why necessarily, but we have, and this is a perfect segue, we have chosen to launch our documentary film on Kickstarter, our project, coming up in a couple weeks. Find all about it, go to everydayissaturday.com, put your name and email in. You will be notified immediately when the Kickstarter campaign goes live, and this is why. I mean, because we feel we've got an absolute winner in the One More Breath documentary film that we're going to share our private journey, really the raw behind-the-scenes footage, as well as inspiring people of all walks of life. You know, whether you have a baby in the NICU or whether you're 75 years old, man, at certain points in time in our life, we're all searching for one more breath. Wouldn't you agree? Of course. You know, life happens to people, and the film's going to serve as a tremendous inspiration for that. So make sure you get your name and email in at everydayissaturday.com to be notified about the project when it goes live. But check this out. I'm on entrepreneur.com. It's an article. So I'm going to read a little bit from it. And just check this story out. It's really wild. Headline is, Beekeeper Invention Sets Record for Most Money Raised on Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding. And here's the here it is, right by Catherine Clifford, the article. I give her credit for that. The magic of crowdfunding is that you just never really know what is going to catch fire. Like, say, who would ever think that a beekeeper invention would get people, so many people, excited? Today, San Francisco-based crowdfunding platform Indiegogo announced that the Flow Hive, Flow, F-L-O-W, Hive, beekeeper, Honey Tap, is now the most funded project in the site's history, raising $5.3 million. With the Flow Hive, invented by a father-son duo, that's awesome, love family business, vetted by a father-son duo, a beekeeper can tap honey without opening the hive and without upsetting the bees in their honey-making. Even if you haven't ever made honey yourself, you can probably understand why this is such a massive plus. Anything that minimizes upsetting bees is a good thing. I would agree. Would you agree? Upsetting bees is not a good thing? For those of us that haven't actually harvested honey, here's a wee peek into what's involved. First, there's a whole lot of protective gear. You know, those beekeepers wear, man, like hazmat suits, but with the mask and everything over the big white part of the face. Yeah, no thanks. I wouldn't go anywhere near bees. I don't care if you dress me in a suit of armor. Ain't getting nowhere near a beehive. Then, after you put that suit on, you have to smoke the hives to sedate the bees and transport the hives to a place where they can be processed. After that, the hives have to be cut and put into an extractor to remove the honey, throw in the process of cleaning all that back up, and you can see why it's such a daunting task. Not to mention that you're on the clock. All of this has to happen before the bees wake up. Zzz, sleepy, sleepy, little bees, sleepy, sleepy. With a flow hive, you turn on a tap, and honey flows out of the homes into containers. Winner! Think about that. You just turn the tap on. The Flow Hive, which goes for $600 on Indiegogo, has been incredibly popular since day one. Not only did it hit its $70,000 fundraising goal in 477 seconds, but it went on to bring in $2.18 million in 24 hours, the most money ever raised on Indiegogo in a single day. So far, the Flow Hive has raised donations from more than 11,600 contributors. Let's just take a look at those numbers real quick. It sells for $600 on Indiegogo. Their goal was $70,000. In just 477 seconds, they raised that goal, just $70,000. First day, $2 million. 11,600 contributors. While the Flow Hive holds the number one spot on Indiegogo, the $5.3 million it has raised is still far less than the funds raised by the Pebble Time smartwatch, the top-earning project on rival crowdfunding platform Kickstarter. That's where the One More Breath campaign will be hosted. The second-generation Pebble smartwatch, which still, it has 18 days left in its campaign, has brought in more than $17 million so far. It's amazing. So what's all this mean? Crowdfunding is huge, man. If you can rally, if you got a great cause, number one, you got to believe in the cause. I believe with all my heart the One More Breath documentary film is going to inspire so many people. And also, the benefit of it is it's going to help fund the One More Breath Foundation, where we will, one of the goals is to continue the neonatal research that allowed our baby to live. Look, there's NICU clinics all around the world that need x-ray machines. They need, I mean, ours at UC Medical Center does not have a trach unit, a trach ward. So we had to have our child leave the primary nurses, these five amazing nurses that we had literally on a rotation, on a list. They loved our daughter like it was their own. And we had to say goodbye after 105 days and go to a brand new facility, which has its challenges. You know, there's no rapport, there's no commonality. Bedside manner is everything when you have a loved one going through. You know what I'm talking about, all right? Every nurse in the world has the same amount of skill level. They all go through the same nursing school. You know what separates them? Bedside manner. The personality, the ability to communicate with families, to make them feel at ease, to gain that rapport with them. It means everything. Look, we're leaving our child for 18 hours a day, and we are just one out of 10. Families in the ward that we're in right now, in the unit we're in right now, one out of 10 that actually see their kids. 90% don't. So think about that. These nurses, I mean, had UC Medical Center, the NICU, had a trach ward, I know it costs hundreds and I don't know, maybe tens of millions of dollars for a trach ward, but we can raise that kind of money through our foundation. That's just one hospital. That's just one cause. But my point being, I feel so passionate now about prematurity, about infants. I didn't even know what the term NICU meant 8 months ago. I'd never had an experience with one. No one ever even talked to me about it because, quite honestly, we go about in our own circles. You know what I mean? It's like we talk about what we talk about, what's common for us. If you don't have kids, you don't talk about kids. You know, if you have kids and you're 50, you don't talk about going out to the bars. I mean, it's just seasons of life happen. This is a season of our life that I really believe God has placed this in our path so we can be the voice, not only for our baby Susan, but for infants and for children that have no voice all around the world. And there's so much that funding can do. Let me ask you a question. Let me switch the tables. What's your passion? What gets you so jacked up? And I'm not talking about a job like, or even a business. I'm not talking about what gets you excited selling products on the internet or anything like that. I just mean, is it, maybe it's pets, maybe it's dogs, maybe it's cats, maybe it's paintings, maybe it's artwork, maybe it's gluten-free, you know, health-conscious type of movements, holistic medicine, chiropractic. There's a million different passions. Where are you going to go in your life that's going to be so bold? Like, this documentary film is the boldest thing I've ever tried to do in my entire life. I don't know anything about producing a movie, but I'll tell you what, when I'm done, I'm going to know everything about it because I'm going to be in it. And I'm going to be working with the director here in Cincinnati to put the greatest documentary film. We're going to enter it into film festivals. I'll know all of that. I don't know any of it right now. So I'm asking you to walk with me as we follow our passion together. You pick yours, I'll pick mine, and continue to inspire each other. And take your inspiration you have and go inspire 10 other people because that's what it's about. Talk about your passion. Maybe you already have a nonprofit. Maybe you already have a movement. Are you missing opportunities to speak to everybody and anyone about it? And if they're not interested, they're not interested. Not everybody's going to share your passion, your concern for what it is. Like, not everybody's going to share the passion I have for premature prematurity awareness. I get that. And I'm okay. It's nothing personal. You know, it's not like they don't like me. It's just this particular movement does not make their socks go up and down. And then there's going to be people who just believe in us and have followed Baby Susan, who are going to be like, what do you need me to give, Sam? I want to see this documentary film. I just want to be a part of this thing, man. That's the secret sauce. Rallying the people who want to be a part of something much bigger than themselves. So take this article, be inspired by the Flow Hive. Check it out on Indiegogo if you want as well, and just search for Flow Hive and look at the amazing crowdfunding campaign and stay in touch, because I'm going to be keeping you up to date. Make sure you go to everydaysaturday.com. Give us your name and email. Stay up to date on the One More Breath documentary film project. Together, baby, I'm telling you, we're going to do something huge. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.